Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you all. Thanks. What a great crowd. I want to thank my dad for introducing me. You all know my dad, obviously. He's been the voice of the Sand Lizards for 25 years. That makes you a celebrity around Dardanelle. You also know that my dad's a little bit of a worrier, if you know him. So when we decided to have this event here, he was worried we might not have enough people. He insisted that we put an ad in the Yell County Record, which we did. And a couple hours later, it became national news. So he called me promptly and said that he was worried now that we wouldn't have enough food. And of course, my mom, Avis Cotton, you all probably know her as well. She's been a teacher and a principal at Dardanelle Schools for 40 years. A lot of you probably had her. Maybe your kids have had her. Maybe your grandkids have had her. You know, when you teach in one school for that long, you develop an expertise on local family trees. And we also have my sister, Sarah, her husband, Jay, and the newest member of the Cotton family, this little guy here, JT. I also want to thank members of my mom's family for making the long drive over from eastern Arkansas. We have the Hilliards, Larry and Margaret Hilliard, my aunt, Haley Hilliard, and Hannah Hilliard as well. We have John and his wife, Sheila. We have my Uncle Galen. We have my cousin, Paul. We have Lois Ann, Galen's wife, and my Uncle Danny. And maybe most impressive, we have my grandma, Tressie Bryant. If JT is the youngest member of Team Cotton, then my grandma is, well, let's just say the most seasoned member of Team Cotton at 90 years young. And it's not an easy drive to get from Lone Oak County over here, so Grandma, thank you very much for coming. You know, she's seen a lot in her life in 90 years. She's seen depression, she's seen World War, she's seen Cold War. I'm pretty sure that I can say that this is the first time she's ever seen a Republican political rally, though. So, everyone, give my family one more round of applause, please. I owe them all a big debt of gratitude. I wouldn't be where I am today without them. I see a lot of familiar faces out in the audience today as well. I see Bonnie McCurdy over here to my left, who was a close family friend of mine from as long as I can remember. I see Jason Pitts out here in the audience, a high school, actually an elementary school classmate of mine. I see J.O. Bailey back there, who was my first coach in organized basketball, and so many other faces that go back so far. Dardanelle is a special place. It's where life's lessons are passed from one generation to the next. I learned a lot of those lessons working on our family farm with my dad as a young boy. The value of hard work, of service and sacrifice, of courage, responsibility, humility, thrift, and so many others. You might say that around these parts, we learn true grit growing up. I also learned those lessons from my grandma, Mammy, and my great aunt Pud, who cared for Sarah and me when we were growing up, while my mom and dad worked to build a better life for us. I'm blessed today to live in the old home that once belonged to my Aunt Pud and my Uncle Fred, where I played and learned as a little boy, where my dad played and learned as a little boy in the 1950s. I learned those lessons of life at Sunday school and at church at First United Methodist, where JT was just baptized 1 month ago, where my sister and I were baptized as infants, and where my dad was too. Those kind of roots run deep in a place like Dardanelle. They are a heritage that becomes a part of who you are. Another part of that heritage is duty and patriotism. Our town, our state, has borne its share of the battle for our country. So has my family. On my mom's side, Uncle Danny served in the National Guard. Uncle Galen and Uncle Phil, who couldn't be here with us tonight, dedicated their lives to the Air Force. On my dad's side, my grandpa volunteered for the Navy in World War II. My father volunteered for the Army during Vietnam, even though he had a valid deferment from the draft. I volunteered for the Army because of the 9/11 attacks, and I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. I can't say that my parents were thrilled about that decision. Some of you probably remember that. In fact, my dad told me that he felt like God was punishing him for what he had done to his dad in 1968. But in the end, no matter how afraid they were, as any parent would be, they supported me because they knew it was the right thing to do. They knew that I joined the Army for the very lessons that they taught me and that I learned growing up in a place like Dardanelle. I joined the Army to serve our country and to defend our freedom overseas. That's why I ran for Congress, to serve you and to defend our freedom and our Constitution in Washington. And that's why today I'm announcing my candidacy to be your United States Senator. Thank you. Now, some say I haven't been in Washington long enough to run for the Senate. But I've been there long enough to know that Washington needs to change. I don't have a lot of seniority. I don't think that's a bad thing these days. But I have served you in a different way, in a faraway places. And because of that, I can see that Washington is not serving you today. The politicians and the bureaucrats in Washington are playing a corrupt game. They're taking your money and wasting it on big government programs that empower and enrich themselves without serving you. They boss you around and they act like they're your betters. They hand out special privileges and favors. To whom? Not hardworking Arkansans. To the politically connected and the crony capitalists who want to bend the power of government for their own private gain. That is why 7 out of the 10 wealthiest counties in this country are in the Washington, D.C. area. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Who's left with the bill? You are. We are. Our kids are. $17 trillion of debt. Meanwhile, Arkansas families are struggling just to get by. Wages have been stagnant for years, but the cost of everything, from groceries to gas to education, just keeps going up. It feels like you're just treading water to get by. And sometimes not even that. And it's only going to get worse if Obamacare goes into effect. That corrupt law, with its tangled web of mandates and fines and penalties and taxes, is a symbol for everything that's wrong with Washington today. Folks, the cost of your health care is going up, and the quality of your care is going down. Seniors, your care, especially if you rely on Medicare, like my grandmother, like my father, I won't comment on my mother. Your access to care is going to be restricted and rationed. All of our taxes are going up, yet we're still going to get more debt. Your tax dollars are going to subsidize abortion. And part-time jobs will be the new normal in Arkansas and all across America. It's time that we said enough. Arkansans deserve a senator who will stand with them and stand up to Barack Obama. They deserve a senator who will say no more to the crony capitalism, to the giveaways, to the reckless spending, to the higher taxes, to the job-killing regulations, and to the concentration of unaccountable and unconstitutional power in Washington, D.C. Arkansans deserve a senator who won't just stand by and accept the status quo. I will be that senator. Mark Pryor is not that senator. At least not anymore. Mark's been running for office for almost 25 years. Every time he says, Arkansas comes first. But it isn't so. For over the last 4.5 years, for Mark Pryor, Barack Obama comes first. Mark Pryor is the reason Obamacare is the law today. He could have stopped it, but he stood with Barack Obama instead. Mark Pryor voted for Obama's wasteful stimulus that added almost $1 trillion to our debt without any lasting job growth. Mark Pryor voted for Obama's amnesty plan for illegal immigrants that is going to hurt Arkansas families by driving up unemployment and driving down your wages while not even securing the border. Mark Pryor votes with Barack Obama over 90% of the time. Mark Pryor doesn't put Arkansas first anymore. Mark Pryor puts Barack Obama first. Just last week, just 4 days ago, Mark Pryor said it would be, quote, a waste of a Senate seat to elect a senator to oppose Barack Obama. So I'll ask you a simple question. Do you agree with Barack Obama 90% of the time?
No!
Well, if you do, then Mark Pryor is your guy. But if not, stand with me in this election and I will stand for Arkansas in the United States Senate. That's the simple choice we have, Barack Obama's Washington or our Arkansas heritage. This isn't about Democrats and Republicans. A lot of you are Democrats. My dad's a Democrat. Last year was the first time he ever voted in a Republican primary. This is not about Democrats and Republicans. This is about you and who stands with you. By his voting record, Mark Pryor has proven that he stands with Barack Obama and the Washington elites who want to run your life. Whether I have to stand up to Barack Obama or stand up to the leaders of my own party, which I have proven I will do, I will stand with you and I will stand with Arkansas. But before I can do that, I need you to stand with me. Some people say I'm a young man in a hurry. Well, guess what? They're right. When problems are this severe, I'm in a hurry to try to solve them. Amen. We've got $17 trillion of debt. You'd think more people in Washington would be in a hurry when the situation is that grave. In the Army, they trained us that leaders don't sit quietly on the back bench and hope someone else solves their problems. Real leaders do their duty, they take responsibility, and they tackle problems head on. Even when that means, as we said in the Army, sometimes doing the hard right over the easy wrong. This won't be easy, folks. This won't be easy. I need your help. You all, my family, my friends, all of Dardanelle, have been with me from the very beginning. When I was playing ball for the Sand Lizards, when I was downrange in Iraq and Afghanistan, last year when I ran my first campaign, I need you to be with me again. I'm grateful that you could be here tonight, but make no mistake, this is not a party and this is not a celebration. This is a mission briefing. Just like the briefings I did in Iraq, on a map, on the hood of a Humvee. I need you to commit to this mission. I will make some commitments to you. No one will outwork me in this campaign. I will always defend our shared principles when they're attacked by anyone. I will do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. And I will never, ever forget how I was raised or where I come from. So let's make a commitment to each other. Let's go win this election together. Let's elect a United States Senator who, when he says Arkansas comes first, actually means it. Thank you all. God bless you. God bless our great state and our beloved country. Thank you.